it's Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. That's also 101.9 FM and cable. You can download podcasts of the show and always stream us live everywhere and anywhere of the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And we start things all off today, brand new release on Step One Records out of the UK, brand new for 2009, might be one of the last releases of 2009, yes, approaching the end of another fine year, and yeah, the band is Control. Hooligan Rock and Roll is the name of the release, and we heard a track called Keep the Home Fires Burning. Control played Seattle last Saturday with the Business, heard they were good. And yeah, this is a pretty solid release, 15 tracks, and the singer from Control, Ian, he was formerly in Beer Zone, and he was in a band called Intensive Care way back when, so yeah, check this release out. And yes, this is Generation Annihilation with Aaron, and yeah, I got some special guests today, all the way from Toronto, Ontario. The band is...
Sick Air.
Yeah, and you guys contacted me, Jenna, the singer there. Okay, first of all, who are you and what you play in the band?
Can you hear me on this mic if I just...
Well, you might want to pull it a little bit closer. There. One mic there, one mic here. Yeah,
awesome. All right. My name's Jenna, and I sing in Sick Air.
My name is Paulo, and I play the guitar in Sick Air.
My name is Eric, and I play bass in Sick Air.
I'm Pat. I play the drums in Sick Air.
And yes, Sick Air are in town to play some shows this weekend. Tonight you'll be playing at the Astoria, 769 East Hastings, and that's a show release for a record release for Vapid and Petroleum Byproduct. So yeah, and you're the first band on the bill. So yeah, when did Sick Error form?
A little like a year and a half ago, I think. Now.
Yeah, about that. Me and Paul just jamming in my bedroom, basically annoying the neighbors upstairs, and then we asked Jenna to join the band, and then we. After some looking for, you know, decent drummers, we found Pat, and it's been working out.
We had about 8 months of playing with a drummer and touring and recording with this drummer, and he dropped out right before a weekend of fairly major shows for us at the end of the summer.
It was annoying.
And Pat came on, and it's worked out really well. Pretty much from September forward.
Yeah, I think I joined the band on the Thursday before the shows on Saturday and Sunday. So I'd always liked the band, and I knew their songs and everything, but
and
I literally learned the songs like in those 2 days.
Were from some other bands too?
Yep.
Okay, the bands were.
Tons of other bands. For one, Paul plays in this really killer band called Sophistifux. It's punk rock out of Toronto.
Yeah.
Fucking rad. Me and Eric play in this band called Barn Owl that's like a folk punk kind of outfit. Mm-hmm. We also played in this band called Flying Trees. I play in this band 10,000 Creatures. And Danger Danger, pretty major in Toronto right now. Other bands?
And where are you from, Jenna? You were in a band called Disgusting Body, were you?
That was about 2 summers ago.
Okay.
And we did a demo. We actually did a tour with Vapid.
Okay.
So it's awesome that our first tour out west now is also with a show with Vapid.
Okay, so
I'm actually really excited to play with them.
So enough talk about the band. Let's let the music speak for itself. This is off a brand new recording, your latest, and you just brought it up here. It's the first to be played on the air, so yeah, let's get it out. Let's get it on. This is Sick Air with a track called Spit It Out. Here we go.
Yeah.
writes, brand newly recorded Sick Error. The track was called Spit It Out. And then where was this recording done?
This
in
place,
our house.
Yeah. In a place called Duspod, in Dupont Spadina. It's just a big party house, community kind of place. And we record, you know, out of my buddy Neil's bedroom, mix, master there and everything. And, you know, just DIY, do it ourselves, really.
Okay, the song Spit It Out. Any meaning behind this song here?
About a year ago, I was managing a punk bar in Toronto. My business manager, or business partner, I should say, business partner slash life partner at the time, had an ex-girlfriend who hated me. And so I wrote the song to talk about a lot of scene politics that were affecting my life at the time.
Okay.
in relation to this particular relationship that I had in my life.
A punk bar in Toronto. Which punk bar was this one?
It was called Annie's on Queen.
Okay.
And basically how the gossip in the punk scene affects people's ability to contribute in a creative and positive way to the scene. And the gossip that was going around about me at the time really affected me negatively. So Spit It Out is about, you know, if you have something to say about the people that you work with, just say it to their face.
Sounds good to me. And yeah, I guess we're gonna hear another track. We're gonna hear the next track off this CD. That sounded pretty good. What's this next one called?
Counter Offer.
Okay, so let's get on with it. This is Sick Error. For those of you who just tuned in, we are with all four members of Sick Error. Sick Error from Toronto, Ontario, who will be playing the Astoria tonight, the Elf House tomorrow, leaving for the road the
day
after.
Yep.
Monday morning. Okay, here we go. Another track from Sick Error.
Experience falling deep into this influence. explosion of beauty and a wave of momentous sunrise. Its worlds converge before my eyes. Breathing the first breath from inside the maternal womb. Conflicting feelings fill me. Moonlight now permeate my thoughts. Atoms not ready to confess. Obvious truths much harder to possess. Explosion. I realize it's in front of me all this time. As the cold hand on my shoulder turns to warm, I close my eyes and listen to the night sky.
Is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
All right, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined by all four of four members of Sick Error from Toronto, Ontario. And at the start of the set, we heard from Sick Error with a track called Counter Offer. We then heard from some ANS, brand new release on Tank Crimes Records. We heard a track called Instrumonumental. Very Black Flag-esque track. I don't know. Would you guys agree?
Definitely.
Yeah. And, yeah, then we followed with some Disco Assault, a band from out your way. They're not from Toronto. Where are they from? Hamilton or something?
Windsor, actually, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was...
Well, the band is from Detroit and half the band's from Windsor, so they kind of commute back and forth across the border.
Oh, that could be a bit tricky, eh?
Mm. It works really well for them, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys have played with Disco Assault, you said, eh?
Yeah, we played on Devil's Night with them in Michigan.
Ypsilanti at the Elbow Room. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And I think we've got, yeah, I got a live recording of that show right here, which maybe we'll give a listen to. Like, this is you're talking this is the recording, right?
Yes.
So
it's the exact same show.
So it was recorded in Detroit, eh? Like I've never, you said Detroit.
The weekend that we did with Disco Assault, Matt from Disco Assault and Ali from Disco Assault and Death in Custody, which is I guess their sister band, their side project. Set up this tour weekend for us where we played Ypsilanti on the 30th and Detroit on the 31st. So this is actually Friday night, the 30th, at the Elbow Room.
Okay, so let's get to that that recording, the Elbow Room. Big size venue or average size?
It was fair size. It was a good stage.
Yeah.
High stage.
Okay, so yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into some Sick Error. Here we go.
Thank you. 101.9 CITR. It's your choice. Peace or Generation Annihilation.
That's pretty good. You get the pun, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that probably wouldn't even know that record, that reference. Crucifix, 1982. Yeah, but you guys know it, eh? I heard that guy Jonah. He's really one with the one-liners. He likes to.
He's quite clever.
Yeah.
When you meet him in person.
Yeah, I heard that he comes up with some duds, but for every few duds, he comes up with a good one.
Yeah.
And Career Suicide from Toronto, Ontario, and we're with Sick Error from Toronto, Ontario, and we just heard a track from Sick Error. What track did we just hear there? Bent, we heard.
Bent.
And it's not about Straight Edge either.
No, it's not.
Okay, and what else did we hear in the set? We heard from Death Cage, Chaos Knight Rider, and Burning Till Midnight was the name of the track. What else did we hear? NN, new act on Lagua Armada Records. Some Spanish-sung hardcore. Pasivos Murdos is the name of the track. And, we started things off with Sick Error with an intro from their live recording that we couldn't play anymore because otherwise we'd be going into a song that we played already. And then we went into another Sick Error song, At His Grave. So, yeah. So that is from your latest recording. You guys have done all demos so far. Is there some record label prospects at all, or...?
No, we've been releasing everything ourselves. Steve Perry from Equalizing Distort was kind enough to donate a few hundred blank tapes to us when we first started, and so that's how our first demo came out. And everything else since then has been self-released and pushed around by us.
Pat's been producing what is to come and what you've been hearing on the show so far tonight. He has a label called Dead Medium Productions, which he has put out numerous bands such as The Falling Trees and Barn Owl and all that stuff. So yeah, check it out, Dead Medium Productions. It's a good label.
Very cool, and yeah, I guess we'll talk about some influences. I brought some records up because I asked Jenna when she called me up last night. I asked her what I should bring up. She named some influences. What are some influences? You said yourself. You said Poison Idea, Dekreutzen, Born Against, and...
Like the classic 80s, 90s hardcore. The pounding guitar and bass and the minute-long hardcore songs that, have been emulating since. So bands like Dekreutzen and Poison Idea were really, really influential for me, and especially when I started listening to hardcore.
That's for all the... For everyone, would you agree, or?
I would agree. Born Against more for me. Black Flag, sort of, I don't know how to describe it, just sort of having a bit of dissonance in the music and everything. I can't write pop songs. I can't write fast, like, negative approach songs, so it's, I don't know, I do what I can. And, Paul, you like Bad Brains a whole lot, and...
Not so much anymore. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Toronto hardcore lately, like Burning Love. They're a great band out of Toronto,
band.
Which is I don't know, a sound that I love out of hardcore music. Brutal Nights is up there. I love that band so much.
UTI,
great,
amazing. But I think they're on hiatus while Leah has a baby.
I mean, we could list off bands we love forever, but I think, you know, punk and the musical stylings for this band anyway is just kind of a framework for us to work within. There's a lot of influences beyond music that we have.
Such as burritos?
Burritos, yes. Burritos. I love Mexican food, and that's a giant influence on this band.
All right, so none of you mentioned Poison Idea right now, but last night, Jenna, you mentioned Poison Idea, so I brought up my Poison Idea record, along with a few other things, so why don't we get to some Poison Idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Kings of Punk, going back to 1986, track called Lifestyles.
I'm Shit, we're born against, so suck my fucking lizard.
Yeah, red one.
You guys know that voice, eh?
Zoe, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, Bayonets No More.
Bayonets are No More, but she did a singing engagement with the Tyranna reunion.
Okay.
Last year.
Oh, and cool, yeah.
Sounded almost exactly like their original singer.
Yeah, I just recently got that 7-inch. It's pretty good.
It sounds so good. I'm really glad that they put it out because they were kind of like a lost gem of early Toronto punk. And the live set recording that there is of her singing with Tyranna is flawless. I would encourage everyone to check it out.
And we are here with Sick Error from Toronto, Ontario, who we've been hearing a lot of stuff of on this show. But in the last set, we heard three tracks of bands that Sick Error listened to. We heard from Born Against, from the Rebel Sound of Shit, Value, and Failure, Vermiform Records, going back to the mid-90s, The Good Father. And we heard from D. Kreutz and Rumors. Jenna keeps saying Die Cruz, and
I pronounce it wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Any idea what D. Kreutz means? You know?
It's German for something about a cross.
Yeah, it's either the crossing or the crosses or the cross or something.
Or like dead crosses.
I think it's the crosses or something. Yeah.
It's something about, it got pulled from a German Bible, I think. It was a phrase in a German Catholic Bible.
I always thought I meant fucking a car crash because I was like, die cruising.
No,
like,
okay.
Actually, Corrosion of Conformity on their Technocracy 12-inch thanked them as they put the name and they put Die Cruising in brackets, like Die Cruising.
Yeah.
And Poison Idea also in the set. Lifestyles from the Kings of Punk record, Postmort Records going back to 1986. Man, those tracks sounded good. I haven't played those tracks on the air or listened to them quite a while, so glad you guys are here, because I might have not played them if you had not been here. So why don't we get into some more Sick Error? We're going to hear track number 5 off their brand newly recorded demo. Why don't we hear this? What's track number 5?
Lonely Hell?
Yep.
Lonely
Hell. Lonely Hell.
Lonely Hell by Sick Error from Toronto. We'll be right back.
Peter Thrasher, and we're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR.
This band is no more. The band is the Reprobates, and they're from Toronto. And we heard a track called what track was that? Gone to Shit. And what happened to the Reprobates? I didn't even know these bands. I'm talking about all these bands from Toronto, the Reprobates, the Reprobates, and
yeah, you don't have the up to date
bored
rumors
stiff
or gossip.
And for all these bands, thinking, man, you know, I'm so hip. I'm bringing all these contemporary Toronto bands, and these bands.
Although
School Jerks
are still a band,
okay.
And they're on tour right now too.
Okay,
so you know that one, you've got gold right there on your hands.
And after that, we heard from Sick Error, and another track off your recent recording, Entitlement, and Deep Sleep in the set before that, Static Void, and then we heard Sick Error. We started the set off. Lonely Hell, and so that's it. That's the seven songs on your that you've brought in up here, and
that's
yeah.
But you want to know what happened to Reprobates?
Okay, yes. Yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
they had planned a gigantic U.S. tour in August of it probably was a year and a half ago, and there was internal problems within the band, but essentially they didn't get across the border and had a 2.5 weeks of shows planned. So the shows had to all be canceled, and the band broke up, and then half the band moved to the West Coast. So
I see. Are any of them out here?
Some of them are out here, and some of them will probably be at the show tonight, actually.
Okay, and we are with Sick Air, who will be playing tonight at the Astoria. And what time do you guys go on? This is with Vapid and
Petroleum
Byproducts. And what time are you guys going on? 7? Not 7, what am I saying? 9:30
or 10.
9:30 or 10, okay. Yeah. Safe bet, you get down to the Astoria at 9:30, you'll be able to catch you guys. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, no more Sick Error to play, but we're going to play a release, Vancouver band. Jenna was looking at this and going, hey, you know, when did this come out? It's HOC, House of Commons, Guilty as Hell. It comes with Artcore, the brand new Artcore fanzine, and yeah, it's got 14 songs of Vancouver's House of Commons, one of my favorite Vancouver bands, I gotta say. So yes, let's hear some House of Commons. This is a track called Ultimatum. Here we go.
Keep me alive. this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
And we ended that last set with Dawn of the Dead by Death Sentence. You remember that one, eh?
Yeah, I like Death Sentence a lot.
Death Sentence, who actually will be playing tonight down at the Rickshaw Theater, which is two doors down from the Savoy Pub where this record was recorded back in 1985. Man, Savoy's still there. And, yeah, they don't do a whole lot of music shows anymore, at least not punk rock. And then we heard House of Commons from brand new HOC Guilty as Hell release. Comes with brand new issue of Artcore Magazine. And yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation with Sick Error. So once again, catch Sick Error tonight at the Astoria, 769 East Hastings, with Petroleum Byproduct and Vapid. And then you guys are heading down the coast, are you?
Yep, Monday, Seattle, the 14th, Centralia, Washington, Portland, Oakland, California, Eugene is the tour route that we have for the next week.
Excellent. So, yeah, thanks for coming up. And, yeah, they can get a hold of you through your MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/sickerror.
All right.
S-I-C-K-E-R-R-O-R.
So, yeah, hope to see you guys, yeah, catch Sick Error, and then maybe get across the street and catch Death Sentence later on. And, yeah, going to leave you with one more track, not by Sick Error. This is Turvy Cadet, brand new Turvy Cadet. So, yeah, stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yep. Radio. Happy. Boing.